It's primary election day in Arizona. Voters all over the state have headed to the polls or are on their way. And reports came in earlier this morning that voters were encountering some problems, as we just heard from County Recorder Adrian Fontes. KJZZ's Christina Estes is at a polling place. We're checking in with her to see how voting is going at this location. Christina, where are you at now?
Hey, I'm at the Encanto Golf Clubhouse. That's the name of the polling location, 15th Ave, roughly McDowell area. I've talked with three people who were turned away here. One wasn't too annoyed because she said she has a early mail-in ballot at home. She was just going to run home and fill that out and be able to come back here and drop it off. But the other two I talked to were frustrated. One guy, this was actually his second trip here today. Brent Kleiman showed up around 6:30 this morning, he said. He was told the machines weren't working, but people were on the way, so you could come back later. He showed up about 10:15 for his second visit and was told, no, you're not going to be able to vote here. You need to go to Burton Bar Library, where you will get a provisional ballot. However, it will not count as a provisional ballot, that it should count as just a regular ballot. So he's a little frustrated because it was his second visit here. And for him, it's really important. I said, well, why didn't you just do an early mail-in? Because so many people do that in Arizona. And he said, you know, it's about the actual physical procedure. And growing up, he said it was a really big deal for his family. They would get dressed up to go to the polling site to cast their ballot. And he likes that physical experience of dropping his ballot in a box.
I've heard a lot of people say that, actually. I think that's a real thing. So are these people that you talked to, Christina, going to go to the other location and vote? Are they out of luck at this point? Or do they still have time?
Well, you know what? The first person I talked to was going to run home and try to fill out her early mail-in. Brent Kleiman said he'll probably go to Burton Bar, but it'll have to be later. And then he's kind of concerned about whether the lines will be long. And the third person I talked with said he didn't really know what he would do, but he wanted to vote because he, again, feels like it's his civic duty. There's a lot on the line. You know, we're talking about federal and state races here and our future. So it was really important to him. I do want to point out that for people who weren't listening to us in the 9 o'clock hour, I was actually at another location at 7th Ave in Glendale in Phoenix. And that area had no problems whatsoever, at least when I was there. And I spoke with Susan Federspiel. She's a first time Arizona voter. She said it was a great process, no problem, in and out. So she described it for me. She said, walked in and someone actually helped her use this touch screen where she verified her address and requested what ballot she wanted. And then listen to her now as she describes the rest of the process. Or maybe not. I'll just
sorry,
tell you what
Christina.
She said.
It looks like we don't have that sound right now. Yeah, but
darn it, essentially, I got it there, you guys.
But essentially,
let me just tell you.
Yeah, these voters are saying that it was not a problem there. It sounds like, from what we heard from the county recorder as well, just before we spoke with you, that there was a contractor. There were issues with some of these polling places, and he's hoping they are resolved. I want to ask you a little bit about turnout. You've been to two different places now. We know, like you said, lots of Arizona voters vote early. How is it turning out so far? Are you seeing a lot of people?
You know, the first location I was at is sort of my go-to location. I've been here a long time and I've covered a lot of elections, and that is always sort of a steady stream of voters. And that was, again, the case. Of course, there were no problems there. What's going to be interesting is after I'm done here, I'm going to head over to Burton Bar Library. It's the main library off Central Avenue, because that's where Encanto is telling people to go. So it will be interesting to see if that place is exceptionally busy or really what's going on there. So stay tuned after the show. We'll update you through the newscast.
All right, that's KJZZ's Christina Estes. Thank you so much, Christina.
You're welcome.